听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. You know, we as humans have the tendency to take the path of least resistance, meaning we're always looking for the easiest way to do something. Because it's our nature to look for the easy way in life, we tend to forget to challenge ourselves. And we need challenges to grow and develop spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally, right? Challenges are good. And that's what Alex and Brett Harris want to remind us of, especially young people like you and me. We have one new key word for this portion of the lesson. It's the noun stack, as in there's a stack of Chinese books on my desk. Okay, let's learn how this whole revolution got started. Today's reading begins at the top of the left-hand column of page 13.
Do hard things. How it all started. In the summer of 2005, the 16-year-old twins were bored with their high school debate team. They wanted a bigger challenge, one that would move them into the real world. Their dad, Greg, a well-known figure in the American homeschool movement, delivered one. He put them on an intense reading program. He handed them a stack of books that included bestsellers The Tipping Point and The World is Flat. As they read, they learned that teens in countries like China and India were accomplishing far more than those in the U.S.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and we're so glad you joined us for our second day of learning about Alex and Brett Harris, twin brothers who are doing their best to inspire teenagers to rebel, but not against authority. They want them to rebel against irresponsibility and laziness and the idea of when you're young, just have fun. They would like teenagers to take on more responsibility. And we're going to learn more about their revolution today. And first, we want to start out with how it all got started. Chip, can you help us figure this out, how it all got started?
Okay, well, our article says that in the summer of 2005, the 16-year-old twins, they're 20 years old now, the 16-year-old twins were bored with their high school debate team. So their debate team and their experiences debating different issues on the debate team was boring for them.
And because it was boring, they wanted a bigger challenge, one that would move them into the real world. Now you'll notice that those two words are in quotes. When we talk about the real world, we're talking about anything beyond your school years. So once you graduate from maybe high school or even college, you enter into the real world where you have a job and more responsibilities. Maybe you have bills to pay and different responsibilities at work that you didn't have when you were a student. So this is something that they wanted to really work on, was getting into the real world.
Okay, and they were looking for a bigger challenge. And so their dad, Greg, gave them one. Our article says delivered a bigger challenge. Article also says that their dad, Greg, is a well-known figure in the American homeschool movement. So it sounds like he's very big in teaching people about the benefits of homeschooling your children.
Yes, and if you are homeschooled, that means is exactly what it sounds like. You attend school at home. You don't go to school with other people your age. You stay at home, and usually a parent teaches you, so maybe your mother or your father would be your teacher. And it's a very popular movement in America. Many students are homeschooled, and it sounds like Alex and Brett were probably two of those students.
And so they were looking for a bigger challenge, and their dad delivered one. And he put them on an intense, which would be a very strong and maybe difficult, reading program or a reading plan. He handed them a stack of books that included several bestsellers. Now, a stack of books would be what, Chelsea?
Well, a stack is a pile of something where you have one on top of the other, and maybe it's a very neat pile of books, or maybe it's very messy. You can have stacks of many things. You can have stacks of papers or boxes, but they had a stack of books that their father gave them that they were expected to read. And some of these books included bestsellers, The Tipping Point, and The World is Flat. So it sounds like maybe even some difficult reading. They were probably challenging themselves and doing hard things even then.
That's right. These are not easy books for a couple 16-year-olds to read.
Yes, very challenging books, especially for teenagers. I don't know many teenagers who read books like this, but remember, Alex and Brett Harris were ambitious. They were wanting to be challenged, and so they were. And as they read, they learned some very important things. Chip, what are some of the things that Alex and Brett learned from this reading of these difficult books?
Well, our article says that as they read, they learned that teens in other countries, countries like China and India, were accomplishing far more than teens in the U.S. So it sounds like they were seeing the strengths of teenage culture in other countries and seeing the weaknesses in the teenage culture in the United States.
And that is what motivated them to maybe decide that they wanted to inspire teenagers in America and motivate teenagers in America and say, hey, we can do just as much as these teenagers in other parts of the world. We just have to stop being irresponsible and lazy, and we need to start trying a little bit harder so we can accomplish more.
And it sounds like no matter what culture you're living in, my guess is there are things in your culture that probably should be rebelled against. And if culture is wanting you to do things that are wrong, then it's okay to rebel against those things.
So maybe there's something worth rebelling at in your country. We don't want to encourage you to be rebels against authority, of course, just like Alex and Brett don't want to encourage you to be rebels against authority, but to rebel against low expectations. It's a very good thing to do that. So maybe you need to start a revolution in your own country. Well, we have come to a skit, and then we will take a break. But don't worry, there's plenty more to learn about these outstanding young brothers and the message that they bring to teenagers all over the world. Stay with us.
Do hard things. Do hard things.
So, how long have you been challenging teens?
About 4 years now, since we were 16.
Oh, so tell me, how did it all start?
We were bored with our school debate team.
We wanted a bigger challenge.
So, our dad delivered one.
He handed us a big stack of books.
And what did you find out?
That teens in other countries accomplish far more.
I wonder why.
We concluded that our culture teaches us to be selfish and immature.
So you started writing a blog.
That's right. We supported our ideas with historical facts, biblical ideas, and contemporary examples.
Then we started a blog and realized that other teens feel the same way. They think big, but they lack opportunities to act big.
We struck a chord in the hearts of many.
We drew more and more readers.
So that's how it all started.
Yes. Now, please excuse us. We have work to do.
Do hard things.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Do hard things, become a leader, change the world. These are the messages that the Harris brothers are using to start a revolution. Remember, Alex and Brett Harris aren't telling young people to rebel against authority. They're challenging young people to rebel against the stereotypes people have of young people, such as young people are lazy and irresponsible. Let's take a look at some great new keywords. The first is immature. These sixth graders are too immature to handle the topics in this textbook. Next is the adjective contemporary. In Mr. Lerner's class, we study both classic and contemporary literature. And finally, the idiom, strike a chord, as in the movie Pearl Harbor struck a chord with my grandfather because he was in the Navy at that time. Now, back to our lesson. Let's pick up the reading on line 12.
Do hard things. The brothers concluded that their culture was teaching them to be selfish and immature. So they began writing their thoughts about the teenage years on a blog. To support their ideas, they included historical facts, biblical ideas, and contemporary examples. Through the blog, they soon realized that other teens were feeling the same way. Teens were thinking big, but lacked opportunities to act big. The Harris boys had struck a chord in the hearts of many people, and their blog drew more and more readers.
Welcome back. So we learned before the break that as these twins, the Harris twins, were reading through the stack of books that their father gave them to read, they were learning that teens in other countries were achieving more than teens in the U.S. And after reading, the brothers came to a conclusion.
They sure did. They actually concluded that their culture, the American culture, was teaching them to be selfish and immature. That means to be self-centered, to only think about yourself. And that word immature means to be childish, to not act like an adult, to act like a child instead. Immature would be the opposite of the word mature. And I know as a former teacher in America, I always appreciated it when I had mature students. And immature students always got on my nerves a little bit.
Of course. And so these twins began writing their thoughts on a blog, and they started writing their thoughts about the teenage years on a blog. Now, we've talked about blogs before, and you know a blog is a journal, but it's online. So it's a public journal or a public diary where you can journal about your thoughts.
And on this blog, they were able to get many of their ideas out, and they included a lot of different information, including historical facts, biblical ideas, and contemporary examples. Let's first look at that word biblical. If something is biblical, it's an idea that comes from the Bible. And the Bible is the book that Christians use and Christians believe to be from God, and they believe it to be the truth. And so Alex and Brett Harris are Christians who use the Bible as part of the way that they live their lives and the way that their lives are guided.
So it sounds like they were using examples from history and from the Bible, and they also used contemporary examples. And that word contemporary means that belonging to the present time. So sometimes we might call that a modern example or an example from this present age.
And I have a feeling Alex and Brett were relieved to know that after they started their blog and wrote on it for a while, they realized that they weren't alone, that other teens were feeling the exact same way that they were, that other teens realized that there is more out there for us if we would just challenge ourselves more, if we would just do hard things. So Brett and Alex were not alone. They had many others supporting them.
That's right. And they were able to see that they had other support from other teenagers on their blog.
And I have a feeling that Alex and Brett Harris were relieved after they had blogged for a while and written for a while to find out that other teenagers were feeling the exact same way that they were. Other teenagers were saying, you know what? We can challenge ourselves more. We can do more. We don't have to be irresponsible and lazy, but we can achieve so much more. And this is all started through Alex and Brett Harris, maybe getting these students to realize, these teenagers to realize that they could do more.
That's right. And they discovered on this blog that teens were thinking big, but they lacked opportunities. They didn't have the opportunity to act big, to live in a big way. So they had maybe big goals in their minds, but maybe they lacked the ambition to achieve those goals.
Now, I have a feeling that Alex and Brett Harris might say to this, well, if you don't have the opportunity to do something, you have to create an opportunity. So maybe for some of these students and these teenagers who had big ideas going on in their heads, but nowhere to carry them out, Alex and Brett Harris would most likely tell them, create your own opportunity. Come up with ideas on your own and go for it, and you can achieve a lot.
So it became obvious that the Harris boys had struck a chord in the hearts of many people. And so if you strike a chord, that means that you make something sound familiar. Or if something strikes a chord in you, then it makes you say, oh, wow, yeah, I feel that way. I feel the same way.
You might say, when I heard the song on the radio, it struck a chord in me and made me think about a song my grandmother used to sing to me when I was a little girl. It causes you to remember something. So it sounds like this blog that Alex and Brett Harris are writing is really striking a chord in many teenagers around America.
That's right. And it sounds like it's striking the chord for the right reasons. And it really is interesting that this is a difficult message that they are teaching. Their motto is do difficult things. And it's always going to be easier and maybe sometimes more fun to do the easy things. But here, this is a difficult message, and it's gaining a lot of popularity among teenagers.
It is, which might be a little bit surprising that so many teenagers would actually want to do hard things when, as Chip just said, it's usually easier to not do hard things. But Alex and Brett Harris have plenty more to tell us, and tomorrow when we come back, we will learn even more about their mission to inspire and challenge students and teenagers all over the world. But right now, we are going to go to the chat room. Come back again tomorrow and stay with us while we learn more about these two young brothers. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Beth.
And my name is Ken. The message the Harris twins are sending to teens is pretty challenging, isn't it, Beth?
It is challenging. And we can also say that their movement, the revolution, is countercultural.
Countercultural?
Yes. The word countercultural describes someone or something that rejects or opposes the central values and behavior of a society. Because the Harris twins believe their culture is teaching them to be selfish and immature, they are encouraging teens to oppose what society is teaching them.
So that makes them countercultural.
Yes. You know, Ken, in the past, the word countercultural often described young people who rejected their parents' values in favor of personal freedom. Often, these countercultural young people broke the law. So it usually was thought of as a negative word. But in the case of the revolution, being countercultural is positive because it's rejecting the negative aspects of American teen culture, like laziness, selfishness, lack of responsibility.
Oh, okay. So what does counter mean?
The prefix counter means opposite or opposing. You've probably seen this prefix before.
Oh, yeah, I think I have. We have the word counteract.
Right. Counteract means to oppose the effects of something, usually by producing the opposite effect. For example, the government is taking steps to counteract the financial crisis.
counter 放在字首表示反反抗的反，像 countercultural 就是反文化对抗文化。Counteract 是阻碍阻挠使一件事得到反作用。What other words have the prefix counter?
The word counterclockwise. Clockwise describes movement that is in the same direction as the rotating hands of a clock.
So counterclockwise means moving in the opposite direction of the hands on a clock?
You've got it. Another one is counterintuitive. This adjective describes a situation that is contrary to what common sense would suggest, like exercising when you're tired. You may think that it will make you feel more tired, but actually, exercise gives you energy. So it's counterintuitive.
I see. 比较长的一个字 counterintuitive 表示反直觉的。另外还有 counterclockwise. Clockwise 表示顺时针的。Counterclockwise 就是逆时针的。
Now let's go see Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 immature 这个形容词 ,I am 这个字首有否定的意思。Mature 是指成熟的，所以 immature 是指不成熟的或者是幼稚的。例如 ,Even though Rick is 40 years old, he is still so immature. 虽然 Rick 已经40岁了，但是他还是很幼稚。或者是 No one can tolerate his immature behavior except his wife. 除了他的妻子以外，没有人受得了他幼稚的行为。Immature 也指还未发育好的，例如 immature eggs 是指还未孵化好的蛋。继续我们看的是 contemporary 这个形容词。Contemporary 是指现代的或者是当代的。例如 Our professor's lecture on the contemporary novel is very popular in our school. 我们教授的现代小说的讲座在学校很受到欢迎。Contemporary 也可以当名词，是指同时代的人。例如 famous inventors Thomas Edison and Henry Ford were contemporaries. 有名的发明家爱迪生跟 Henry Ford, 亨利福特是同时代的人。接下来我们看的是 strike a chord 这个成语。strike 是指打或敲击， chord 是指琴弦。strike a chord, 敲打琴弦意思就是引起共鸣或者是打动人的心弦。注意 strike 的过去式还有过去分词都是 struck。例如 ,her performance struck a chord with the audience. 她的表演打动了观众们的心。And that's all for today's language tips. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Do hard things. How it all started.In the summer of 2005, the 16-year-old twins were bored with their high school debate team. They wanted a bigger challenge, one that would move them into the real world. Their dad, Greg, a well-known figure in the American homeschool movement, delivered one. He put them on an intense reading program. He handed them a stack of books that included bestsellers The Tipping Point and The World is Flat.As they read, they learned that teens in countries like China and India were accomplishing far more than those in the U.S. The brothers concluded that their culture was teaching them to be selfish and immature. So they began writing their thoughts about the teenage years on a blog. To support their ideas, they included historical facts, biblical ideas, and contemporary examples.Through the blog, they soon realized that other teens were feeling the same way. Teens were thinking big but lacked opportunities to act big. The Harris boys had struck a chord in the hearts of many people, and their blog drew more and more readers.
Well, it is through the internet that Alex and Brett Harris have expressed their revolutionary ideas. And because they used the internet, their message got out fast, and it got out to a lot of teenagers, many of whom have since challenged other young people with the motto, "Do hard things." The third day of our profile article will focus on the three C's of the Harris brothers' revolution. these three words, character, competence, and collaboration. They're not exactly easy, so I suggest you look ahead and become familiar with them before we meet tomorrow. Okay, until that time, I and everyone else here at Studio Classroom Worldwide wish you a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.